Now, normally about now, we'd talk movie reviews with Michael Jones. He is out of town for a while. I've got Glenn Falkenstein from 2SER's own Film Fight Club, 7:30 on a Wednesday night. Glenn, good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
No, thanks for coming along. What do we want to talk about today?
Well, the big film in cinemas right now is Stephen King's It, the remake.
It is indeed.
Yes, this is off 27 years after the miniseries. Interestingly, the character comes every 27 years to terrorize the small town, so it's quite something that he's come back now.
I hope they timed that deliberately. That's good.
You hope so.
Do you remember the miniseries?
I haven't seen the whole thing. I've seen clips of it. It was Tim Curry back in the day. It was very popular. It certainly was a cultural phenomenon. And going to the film, they did really cash in on that because everyone's seen the clown. It's like, ooh, come see the new version. Come see the 21st century Pennywise.
That's actually a good way of putting it. They did really, because the miniseries itself is not brilliant and it's not a great adaptation of the book, but everyone remembers Pennywise because it was terrifying.
Yes, and literally, I mean, you can put the clips from the first film together with this one, and some parts are just shot for shot. They're really... Yeah, it's a little frustrating because I imagine back in the day, it might have been a little frightening being novel, but nowadays, yeah, I mean, there has been some pretty positive reviews, but at the same time, I just didn't take this. I didn't find it particularly scary. I wanted to. I went in excited. I know a lot of people around the world have gone into cinemas dressed as the clown with a balloon and just sat there.
I've seen some of the photos. They're remarkable.
I kind of wanted that to happen. I think... I don't know, but I wish I'd enjoyed this more. I mean, Stranger Things, this is coming in the wake of that. And yes, Stranger Things is very much based on it, but at the same time, it became derivative of that to the extent that they cast the main guy in Stranger Things in this movie. You feel like, wait a minute, am I just watching the TV series?
That is a very weird way of doing it. And you're right, of course, Stranger Things was the greatest miniseries Stephen King had nothing to do with that was basically a Stephen King story.
Essentially, yeah. And the new season coming out pretty soon, set in 1984, that I'm very excited for.
That will be very good. So, look, a lot of people have praised it, and I find this interesting. And I think in the wake of The Dark Tower, I wonder if people went in expecting a terrible adaptation, and because it was actually quite a functional film that ticked the right boxes, it's been getting better praise than it deserved.
I feel so. I mean, it was a passable film. There were jump scares, which people were expecting, but at the same time, like, every single one of them was telegraphed way in advance. Mm. Like, they show someone lying in front of the door, you know a second later they're going to be dragged off, and it happens. They literally, and all the jump scares, like, we've kind of seen them all before, because they literally throw everything, including the sink, at you. It's a little bit too much.
How did you rate the kids? Apparently they've been getting quite a lot of praise.
Well, the main actress, the one female character, Sophia Lillie, playing Beverly, she was fantastic. I was really impressed. But the others, while all the kids were decent actors, the frustrating part for me was none of them were particularly developed. They all had one character quirk, so you knew this was that character. They had about 30 seconds of character development each. One was the kid who'd unfortunately lost his father. One was the kid who was going through the trials and tribulations of a bar mitzvah. And that was a kind of thing, like, this is that guy, this is that guy. So you don't remember any of their names, but you kind of know which of them are. And all the bits with each of the scares with the clown happened separately for each of them. So you kind of knew a bit about them through how the clown reacted to them, how the main figures, the scary figures, reacted. But at the same time, even though this was a very long movie, and there is going to be a part two, you didn't feel like you got to know any individual one. I could have spent more time with any of these characters, but we didn't get to, unfortunately.
I was going to say that something that I don't think was acknowledged very well in any of the marketing is that this is just half of the story.
Yes, they're bringing it back. They will likely have more adult actors playing later counterparts of these children, very possibly. And there's been a lot of speculation as to who they will cast. The director made Mama a few years back with Jessica Chastain. So if she agrees to come back, she might be a very good fit for a late 30s, 40-year-old Beverly.
Interesting.
But we don't know. I am looking forward to that one. I'm interested to see how they do. I always enjoy Stephen King adaptations. He's one of my favorite authors, and some of the things he's created, some of the films he's created, from Shawshank to everything, he's just phenomenal. But this, I wish I'd been more excited, but left me a little wanting. And the tonal inconsistency throughout, like, there's one bit where they're trying to be really scary, and then suddenly they're playing antisocial to a rock fight. I didn't know what to quite take from that, because some of the great Stephen King films, The Shining, some of the others, they've kept this mood, this fear, this foreboding throughout, and then suddenly, oh, there's this fun light scene. Oh, it's fun, but didn't really need that in this movie.
Of course, Shining, interestingly enough, being the one film that Stephen King does not like.
Yes, that's true. Stephen King and Stephen King fans, fairly so, have not enjoyed the adaptation. I know there was a miniseries made subsequently, which people did
enjoy more. I still think it's a great film. It's just not necessarily the Stephen King film that you wanted. But look, the other thing that, of course, is happening this week is Sydney Underground Film Festival, kicking off tonight, I believe.
Yes, the Night at the Factory Theatre. It's one of my favourite festivals because with any festivals, you're running around the city to different venues, but here it's all in one spot, so it has this great communal feel. You jump between cinemas, you walk out, you have a beer with everyone. Very filmmaker festival, so a lot of the genesis of films come out of here. Actually, the genesis of Film Fight Club came out of this festival. We were all chatting last year and the early discussions about the show. It's a wonderful thing to be at. I really encourage you to head along. It's over the course until Sunday night.
Any big highlights that you'd recommend?
Oh, yes. The opening night film, the Found Footage Festival. These guys, Nick Perua, Joe Pickett, it's their first appearance in Australia. They've just spent some time at the Edinburgh Fringe. And these guys, they're on the AV Club, they're on Letterman, and they basically travel throughout the US to thrift stores, find the most obscure, crazy videos from the 80s, 70s that you can't find on YouTube, and world premiere the footage. And they've got world premiere footage for this. And I was chatting to Joe from them, and they're pretty hilarious guys. It's basically, they're encouraging you to be your own Mystery Science Theatre.
I think they're hilarious. I've seen a few of the stuff via AV Club. I didn't realize they also had this whole second career as pranksters, but their found footage is really remarkable stuff. I mean, they must be keeping the VHS repair industry alive single-handedly with the amount of tapes they've got lying around.
Basically, yeah. I mean, they've said, you know, they're going to be traveling to all the thrift stores, all the VHS stores around Sydney. They're pretty excited for that. And yeah, they're doing two shows. One's world premiere footage, another's the best of, which I think is on the Saturday or Sunday.
Look, it's going to be unmissable. And it's from memory, just suff.com.au?
Yes, you go to suff.com.au. And yeah, there's a bunch of tickets available. You can get, I've got the festival pass because I'm just excited to see the whole bloody thing. But yeah, get individual tickets or opening night.
And you mentioned you had a chat with Joe. Is that up on the 2SER.com website yet?
It should be, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. All right.
Yeah, Joe's, they're pretty interesting guys. And there's a few pretty great films playing for Australian films. Watch the Sunset is also playing. This premiered at the Revelation Film Festival in Perth.
Yeah, very cool.
And there's a one-shot film. It's literally, you know, following...
I do remember this.
Yeah, and I think there was a expectation previously on 2SER. And yeah, this is only playing at two festivals, I believe, Revelation and SUF. And it's quite amazing because when you're watching a one-shot film, you can't really take your eyes from the screen.
It is just, you're glued to it. It's incredible. And, you know, I loved saying what Hitchcock did with Rope, but you can see the little tricks where they've had to make the cuts. With digital now, you don't ever have to cut.
No, it's seamless. It's incredible. Like Rope's a great film, but at the same time, they had to zoom in on the guy's back every 20 minutes and zoom out because they literally didn't have films that could do 20 minutes. But now, with Victoria, with all these films doing one shot, it's not like a gimmick. And you can see, and it's just easier sometimes to watch a film because every time you cut a scene, it's fine. Sometimes you have to, but it can be jarring. But here, you're just with the characters, you know, everything that happens will just naturally unfold. And there are little quirks which happen. Like sometimes they just have to get the best shot and little things get in the way. Like someone walks by and go, oh dear, but they're. It's fine because it's such a novelty and it's so great to see.
Well, Glenn, thank you very much for filling in for Michael. We'll talk again next week. And if people want to catch you, it is Film Fight Club, 7:30 on a Wednesday night. And I'm assuming they can get old episodes on the 2SER.com website.
Yes, we've got a page on the 2SER site. Please look us up and please join us and let us know what you want us to fight about.
Hey, fantastic. Thank you very much, Glenn. We're doing this again next week.